Okay, no problem. So let's do this. Bible says, let's enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. So I'm sure we have so many things to thank God for, isn't it? So I would want just three people to share what you're thankful for this morning. Who goes first? Let's see.
I'll go first.
Okay, Christy, go ahead, and then Abhishek. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to thank God that we were able to spend 1 week on a vacation. I want to thank him for that.
Yeah, I want to thank God because we've been praying in the gym group also, and wherever the prayer request was there for my variable pay, and I got my variable pay on 30th. In fact, I got my pay before the last Sunday's meeting in which we prayed for it, but I didn't check it. So I'm just thankful to God for that.
I'm also thankful to God. I had a a client owed me money for the last, 6 months. And it was such a pain to follow up on that. But I finally got that payment last week. So it's very thankful for that. You know, we read in the Bible about how God raises the dead, makes the blind to see, the crippled to walk, the lame to walk, and all of that. But we have seen it in our lifetime. You know, I'm just so amazed at David's testimony. I still remember we were in Jalandhar when we got this horrible phone call from Rajan. And at that time, it sounded like, you know, we are preparing to release David, you know. But from that to, you know, I mean, that was the news that had come. He is brain dead, he is this, he is that, we don't know. It 48 hours. From 48 hours to 23 and a half months, to David walking, David understanding things, being able to do so many things for himself. Now, he truly is the God who brings back the dead to life.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Sam, you wanted us to speak things out even from the word or?
Yeah.
From the word. Yeah. That's what you said, right? That's what I understood. Yeah. I just, Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the impossible. Lord, we see throughout the Bible where you've done amazing things, Lord. We've seen amazing signs and wonders. You've healed so many people, Lord. Lord, you have supernaturally provided for the widow with the jars of oil, Father. Lord, you have delivered your people from the most deadliest situations, Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Lord. Daniel from the lion's den. Lord, you are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our provider. And Lord, we can look and see countless things in the Bible and in our lives. And I give you praise because I know that what you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you've done through history, you can do in our lives today as well, and are doing. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord, I want to praise you for you blessed Sarah's womb when she was 89 years old. It looked impossible for Sarah and Abraham. Abraham was 99 years old. It was medically impossible. But Lord, I just want to praise you for you touched Sarah's womb and you blessed her with a child, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
I mean, I just want to share something. Hey, everybody, church, listen up. You know, Romans 10 says, faith comes from hearing the word. Okay? How can we get more faith in our lives? Now, this is an opportunity to build your faith. So as you declare and confess the word, you are hearing it and everybody else is hearing it. And faith will rise up in our hearts for the situations and challenges we are facing. All right. So let's do what Sam says. Yeah. Let's declare and say, hey, this is what you did. This is what you did. And as we hear that, faith will be planted in our hearts. Amen.
I'd like
Lord,
to
enter
your part of the sea as the Israelites walked out of Egypt. So even in our lives, we can hope that God will part all our seas for us.
I'd like to encourage us from Isaiah 30:18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. So here is a instance where the Israelites walk away from God. Even when we walk away from God, God is still longing to have a relationship with us, intimacy with us. He longs to be gracious to us.
Amen.
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 I'd like to share from Psalms chapter 9, verses 10. It says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Loving Father, I want to thank you and praise you that you never forsake those who seek you, Lord. And Father Jesus, you have already said that I will by no means cast away those who come to me. Lord Jesus, this is such a blessed assurance that we have that when we come to you, you are our refuge, Heavenly Father, and that we will find you when we seek you, Lord.
I want to share from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. It says, he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do whatever is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. And this is so true for us. Our God is a healer, a doctor, and we see this in the testimony that, and we have seen it through the video of how David walked out of the hospital full in his perfect condition. God has restored every part of his body, coming back to normal the way he is. Yes, he has still a long way to go, but if we believe that our God is there and he is a healer, yes, we can see the testimony of David. And I just want to thank God and praise God for, you know, just being there for us. And it truly says that neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left the place in front of the people. So if you believe and if you know that, yes, God is there, yes, in fact, he is there. We don't know, but he's just working for us. So I just want to thank God and praise God for that.
I want to read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 onwards. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. He is not only mindful of us, but he also entrusted us with what he created. So I really want to thank God that he mindful of me, and also he entrusted me with his creation.
Yeah, I want to read from Psalm 65:7 onwards. You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves and the tumult of the peoples, they also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your path drips with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are also covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. This is God's doing, and it is amazing. His love, his providence is abundant. Praise God.
Praise God. If anyone has a testimony, please go ahead and share. If there's anything that has happened during this week or month, small, big, you can please feel free to share your testimony and thanksgiving.
Yep, I'll just quickly go. So we had a evangelical program yesterday in my father-in-law's house, and there were about 14 to 20 people who came, who didn't know Christ, and they're all Hindi-speaking crowd, and I really thank God the whole event went very well. Hazel led all of them to the salvation prayer. Hazel shared in Hindi so very well. I was very surprised at that. And all of them accepted. So really praise God that the seed is sown, and really happy with the outcome. Thank you everyone for praying for that church. Thank you.
I would like to share a small testimony. It's not that big. What happened is this Diwali celebrations were all going on downstairs, and there was too much sound, and we were finding it hard to make Joash sleep. So I was wondering what to do. Then I felt like Lord saying pray that a rain comes. So I prayed, and nothing happened. But after 10-15 minutes, so much rain came that people were running for shelter, and the crackers stopped, and this happened twice, yesterday also, and 2 days back also. So I thank Lord for his blessings. Yeah, but that doesn't mean like all prayers are answered instantaneously. Sometimes we have to wait, and some of my foolish prayers are not answered. I thank God for that. But I would like to share from Isaiah 40:31. It says, but those who wait on the Lord or hope on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So those who wait on the Lord, those who hope on the Lord. So we have to wait on the Lord or hope on the Lord. There are many things I am waiting on the Lord for, but we have to wait in faith and hope. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
I would like to share a small testimony. This happened today. And in a bathroom, we have the main, whatever the valve or whatever you call it, when the main water comes in, so you fill up the tank. And normal Jaguar fittings are like, you know, it's just one way turn and it works. Mm-hmm. You don't have to really keep, turning the knob for the water to get the water coming in. So apparently something broke inside the little plastic thing that was there. And the water was just overflowing, and we couldn't stop it because that little whatever that but thing was there, it didn't work. So I tried to use that pakkad kind of thing, and I somehow managed after a long time. First, I kept praying, but it just didn't happen. I tried to call the plumber at 6:30 in the morning, but no reply, obviously. I called another two people, but no reply. And I said, God, please just let the water thing stop, because I was feeling bad that the water was getting wasted also. And also that, you know, when it overflows, it will come over from where the tanks are. So that did happen. But I just kept saying that, God, please just let this water thing work. And I struggled with it, and it worked. And the water stopped overflowing. So I just want to thank God that, sometimes we think we want big things to happen, but this was not such a big thing or whatever, but it still happened because of the faith and the trust. We need to keep our faith in God for even the smallest of things, and God works for us. And the builder was there. He sent me the plumber, and the plumber came and fixed it up. So I just want to thank God for that. And then when I went to the balcony, I realized in the next building, for some reason, there was some water shortage. So there were a lot of people who did not get water. So I just want to thank God that I had an overflow of water, and there were people who did not get water. But so our God is a good God. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, that's true. God is mindful of all, even little things, isn't it? So, yeah, praise God for taking care of all our needs, small, big, everything. And yeah, what amazing testimonies and declarations that we made from Bible. God did so many things, such wonderful things thousands of years ago, and He's still the same. He does even now, and he'll continue to do in future too. So Why does he do that? Because God just loves us and he wants to do. And he loves us so much that he sacrificed himself on the cross. And there is power in that cross. There's power in that every stripe that's on his body. There's power in that blood that was shed on the cross. He loves us so much that he endured all that pain only to just save us. He wanted to show his love for us. And he first loved us and then we love him, isn't it? So let's continue to worship him. Let's pour out our love to him. Let's express our adoration to him. Because in Acts, that's what Paul and Silas did when they were put in jail. When I was reading, I felt that they didn't do it so that they could get released or something. They were just doing it as their routine. They were praying, they were singing hymns to God because they just love God. And what God did was just amazing. God did not set them free from prison, but what God did after that was just a huge miracle. He broke the chains and so many people came to faith and they accepted God. Family got saved. So this is what happens when we just continue to worship him, praise him, just express our love for him. So let's continue to do that and also expect God to do things in our lives. Because let's bring our weaknesses, sicknesses, everything to God's feet and then just pour out our love at God's feet and just worship him and expect God to do amazing things in the next few minutes. Our God is big. Our expectation is big this morning because we don't want to reduce our expectations and minimize anything. We just want to go big, but that's what Joshua did. He asked God to make the sun stand still. I mean, how would he even ask? How did he ask? And God did that. That is big. Let our prayers and let our expectations be big because our God is big. So let's continue to worship God. Let's express our love and expect God to do amazing, wonderful things. Shall we do that?